So I wanted to do a piece with you from the Maharal, maybe one, in the Nisiv HaTshuva. And this piece is particularly meaningful to me because it was one of the first pieces of Maharal I ever really learned in a chabura from my Rebbe, Aaron Lapiansky. And it took place about 20 years ago, so I don't know that I remember everything he said, but I think some of the things that I'll share tonight certainly do come from him. So the opening of this Maharal, the Nisiv HaTshuva, is from the Maharal Sefer called Nisivos Olam. Nisivos Olam is a Sefer of the Maharal that discusses different topics. So there's one on Torah, and there's one on Anava, and there's one on Tshuva. And they're several chapters long. And this particular one, we're going to start from the very beginning, Perek Aleph. And he begins by discussing a pasuk in Mishlei. So the pasuk says like this, and he's going to analyze the pasuk. The Sefer Mishlei, it says in Sefer Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Chochmos Bachutz Tarona. So I actually gave you a translation here on the bottom of the pasuk. If you want to follow along in translation. Wisdom sings in the street, Berchavos Titein Kola, in the streets, wisdom outside sings, in the streets it gives forth its voice. Berosh Hom Yos Tikra, noisy throngs it calls out, the Pischei She'arim at gates, Be'ir Amareha Tomar, in the city its sayings she says. So basically, what is it that wisdom cries out and says? Ad masai pisiyim te'ahavu pasi. How long will pisiyim? So how long will? It's interesting. This translation, which I put here, says, "How long will you naive ones love naivete?" I wouldn't have translated pasi as naivete. But foolishness, the litziyim latzon chamadu, and scoffers desire scoffing, covet scoffing, uchsilim yisne udas, and fools hate wisdom, tashuvu lo tochachti, return, in other words, do tshuva based off of this tochacha, hine abia lachem luchi, I'm going to express my spirit to you. Odia dvarai eschem. I'm going to tell you my things, my words. Yan karasi vatimanu. Natisi adi ve'en makshiv. I have called out, but you've refused to listen. And put out my hand, but no one listens. Vatif. Re'ehu kol atasi, you rejected my advice, my counsel, v'tochachti, lo avitem, and you didn't listen to my tochacha. Okay, so that's the pasuk. And now what the Maharal is going to do is explain the pasuk. He's going to go through each word in the pasuk and let us understand what's the deeper meaning. Shlomo HaMelech ratza lomar, ki haTorah shi haChachma. So Shlomo HaMelech, the author of this, is letting us know that the Torah, which is Chachma, in other words, when it says Chachma calls out in this outside, so it's a reference to Torah, which is Chachma. Torah is the ultimate source of Chachma. The Medrash says, Ein Chachma Ela Torah. Ulekach lo ksiv Chachma, rak Chachmos, shehi Chachma Ha'elyona, she'ena chare adavar. In other words, I think what this means is like this. Why is Torah called Chachmos, right, not Chachma? He says it's because it's the highest one. So what? Why is that a reason why it should be called Chachmos? I think the idea is that it's kolel al Chachmos, meaning to all wisdom exists in Torah. You can have access to wisdom without Torah, but Torah is the source to all wisdom, and all wisdom is contained within Torah. So therefore, Torah is called Chachmos. So therefore, the Pasuk, when it refers to Torah calling out to the public, it says Chachmos b'chutz tarona. The Chachma zos, he b'chutz tarona. So this Chachma is outside singing. Kilomar, what does that mean? Shemischayev davar zeh min haChachma shel Torah el kol bnei Adam. In other words, the Chachma of Torah is mechayev, demands this to all people. V'zeh b'chutz tarona. What does that mean? When it says that Chachmos calls out in the street, the Torah calls out in the street, it means that it's addressing all people, the people of the street, everybody. Everybody's in the street, sometimes in the street, could go to the street, and Torah is addressing all of us. V'amar, b'chovos titen kola. So what's the repetition? In other words, first it says Chachmos b'chutz tarona, and then it says b'chovos titen kola. Now, Pashup Shat is, poetic, kefel, milim, kefel, inyan, b'milim, shamos. It repeats the same idea in the beginning and the end of the pasuk. It's a poetic device, but Maral assumes that the repetition is adding something. It's precise. So what's meant by b'chutz tarona? So he says, kilomar, she mischayev davar zeh min ha-chachma shel Torah kol b'nei Adam. Zeh b'chutz, sorry, I read that already. I read that. Sorry. V'amar yitom chodetim rotzal omar. Hadavar shehu mischayev min haTorah al tomar shechiyav hazeh eino rak l'chachamim gedolim od. So repetition is telling us that you shouldn't think that that which the Torah is mechayev is just for great sages, great wise people. Aval chiyav zeh berchovos. By adding berchovos, the streets where the masses gather. So it's telling us that this is something that's a message that is accessible to everybody. It demands of everybody. Shasham rabim bnei adam v'yosem yizeh. Moreover, the pasuk continues, at shatikra b'rosh ham yos. It crawls out on the noisy throng. Shasham kibbutz bnei adam. Right? You have like throngs of people gathering, and the Torah calls out to them as well. Tainu shadavar zeh mechuyav etzel bnei adam beinonim. Moreover, not just Beinonim, but Bepischei She'arim, Shesham Nechnesim Akol, where everybody enters, this message cries through. Ad She'agzeira Zos, Mechuyav Es Eitzel Kol Bnei Adam, V'yavshar She'nalam Zeh Min Echad Mehem. In other words, there's no one for whom this message is not relevant. Umau Adavar Zeh, so what is this message that the Torah calls out, screams out? It's an idea that's accessible to everybody, that we could all hear it. We could all gain access to it. We could all tap into it. What is that idea? Ki ha'adam yesh lo lachshov al drachav, that a person should think about his ways. V'amar, ad masai v'gomer, the pasuk continues. Ad masai, right? What does the pasuk say? Ad masai pisiyim te'havu pesim. Kilomar, v'chi ein atam yireim ki telchum min ha'olam v'lo. Tshuva, you're not afraid to pass away without tshuva. Ulekach yesh lachem nischaret al maaseichem. Therefore, you should have charata on your deeds. Ukineged shalosh kitos medaber. And this pasuk, as you see from the explicit words, is addressing three groups of people. What are the three groups of people that the pasuk addresses? First, the pesi, then the leitz, then the ksil. So, who are they? There are three types of sinners, three reasons for sin. Ki yesh chote shu chomed el hataiva min znus bishar taivos. So one type of chote is someone who desires taiva. In other words, what's the basis of their sin? Desire for physical pleasure. That could be all sorts of pleasures. It could be in the realm of znus, it could be in the realm of food, or whatever it is. One cause for sinful behavior is simply base physical desires, the pleasure associated with them. V'zeu she'amar te'ahavu pesi. Therefore, when referring to that, it says you love pesi, she'en nimshach achar seichel, right? Pesi, like we said, is foolishness, the opposite of seichel. Rak achar aguf, in other words, someone who follows their physical desires, as opposed to what makes sense cognitively, intellectually. Ukimo she'amru, kisista, eina ishim na'efes, ad she'tikanes baruachstos. The pasuk, when describing a sota, a woman who has an affair, uses the word tista, shtus, right? Because it's not behavior that makes sense. It doesn't make sense in any way. But it's a ruach shtus that drives the person to do this. Not to say they don't have control, but that is one form of avera. He has nus maisa chamri, because nus is a physical act. The kasher mina efes nichnas baruach shtus, when a person is minayif, when they have an affair, so that they enter within them this ruach shtus. V'halacha seichel asher marchika taivos ha'gufanim. The opposite of seichel. In other words, a lot of times, a lot of struggles that we have are between the guf and the seichel, right? Someone who is trying to decide whether they're going to have another piece of chocolate chip cookie or the like. So they have their seichel telling them, doesn't make sense, you've already had a lot of cookies. You have your guf saying, this is really good, right? And the same thing with nus and the like. That's one form of avera. It's that tension that we have within us between our physical desires and our seichel. And of course, everybody experiences that. That's part of being human. A human being is a composition of a guf and a neshama. And naturally then, we have that tension that emerges from those two aspects of us. V'achar kach amar, neged katashniya, right? The second group of people, behem ha-leitzim, ha-mechalam yameyim behevel. So the second group of people that the pasuk addresses are the leitzim, people that use their days with hevel. V'mayisim she'en ba mamish. Alzeh she'amar, v'leitzim latzon chamdulam. Thus the pasuk says, the leitzim desire latzon. Now what's the idea here? In this case, the pleasure you get, somebody goes out as an elates, they scoff, they make fun of something, they say a joke or a good line that hurts somebody else's feelings, or a lashon hara, or other things of this nature. So there's no physical pleasure. It's not the pshat that there is a physical pleasure like with znus or food that takes place when you do that particular aveira. So this is a different type of an aveira. It's a different type of a pleasure. It's an emotional pleasure. There are pleasures associated with harmful negative emotions. Things like leitzanos and lashon hara, and you know, running after kavod. Kavod feels good. Kinnah feels good, right? They talk about the pleasures of revenge, sweet revenge. But that's not physical pleasure. Saying lashon hara about somebody makes you feel good. That's why people do it. Put somebody else down, you feel better about yourself. But it's not physical. So that's the second class of sins. The second class of sins are the sins that aren't associated with physical pleasure, but we could call emotional pleasure. Now, these also make no sense. They equally don't make sense. When we stop and we think about it, you know, does it really make sense to say something that makes somebody else feel bad or the like? No. So it equally doesn't make sense, but it's a very different type of struggle. It's a different type of struggle. And then we have the third category. And the difference between the third category and the first two is that the first two categories, which I think relate to most of the sins we do, not all, most people really do want to do what's right. Most people aren't bad people. There are studies about how many New Year's resolutions aren't kept. I mentioned it the other week. It's remarkable, something like 95%. So what does that tell you? It tells you that people really want to be different. They want whatever their resolutions are. The resolution not to get so angry. So they don't want to get angry. They do, but they don't want to, right? Really, they want to be a good person. Most people certainly do want to be a better person. And that's why every year, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they do tshuva, and they sincerely tell Hashem, this year is going to be different, and I want to do better, and the like. It's sincere. They're not just joking about it. Because they most people do want to be good people. They don't always act the way they wish. Right? That's why so many of our tshuvas, things we do tshuva for, we end up regressing. We don't always act the way we were hoping. But we do really want to do what's right. The third category is sins, and perhaps, certainly, I don't think it applies to any of us globally, though maybe in certain aspects there's an element of this as well. And that's V'achar kach amar V'ksilim yisne udas V'zeh k'neged ne adam shem raim v'rishayim. People that are wicked. Lo mitzad shem is'avim el ataifos. It's not like the first two category, where the person really wants to do what's right, but they're overcome by passion, desire. Rak shem raim. No. They want to do what's wrong. Menefesh rasha mis'ave l'ram epnei shura. They want to do what's evil. They want to do what's right. Wrong. You go ahead. And, you know, you tell them, you're doing a particular thing that's bad. They don't say, I know it's bad. I want to stop. I'm trying to stop. It's just hard. It's hard. I sometimes am overcome. No. They believe in it. They think that what's wrong is right, and they still want to do it. And that's a third category. It's not even someone that wants to do what's right but overcome by passion. That's the third category, and that's why it calls them yisnu das. They hate wisdom, the das of Torah, the das of Yashrus, of that which is right. They hate it. It's not like the first two category of people. The first two category of people, they're overcome by passion and desire. It's not that they hate what's right. This third category is yisnu das. Okay, v'zeu k'silim yisnu das. Ki adas mechayev lasos atov. Das demands what's right. V'heim sanu adas, they hate it. Rak o'avim hara. U'kemo kein zichron David v'pasach ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach batas rishayim u'v'derach chatayim lo amad u'v'moshav leitzim lo yashav. So these three categories that we have in this pasuk, initially we see in other places. For example, right at the very beginning of Sefer Tehillim, we also have three categories, right? Derech Mishayim, lo halach b'derech Mishayim, right? Derech Chatayim, and Moshev Leitzim. So we have there the Rasha, the Chote, and the Leitz, which correspond to these three things. Namely, the Chote is the person who is overcome by passion and desire for things that are physical. The late is a person who's overcome by desire not for physical pleasure but emotional pleasure, like kavod. And then the rasha is the person who desires wickedness. The person who doesn't just sin because he's overcome by passion, but fundamentally chooses what's wrong and thinks that that's right. So that's what the pasuk is addressing here. V'amar. So now the pasuk continues. What does the Torah, what does wisdom call out to them? Tashuvu l'tochachti. Rotzel omar. Ki ha-Torah omeres l'chotim, shi-yashuvu l'kayim v'lishmor ha-Torah. The Torah says to those who sin to return, to repent, and to observe that which it says in the Torah. V'av shachatu, mischayiv lahem shi-yashuvu, even though they have sinned, the Torah is mechayiv them to do tshuva. V'kasher yashuvu hachotim el Hashem yisbroch mekablam b'tshuva. And when you do sin, Hashem will accept that tshuva. In other words, the Torah says not only that you should do tshuva, but you can do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, so Hashem will accept that tshuva. V'afim hayu chotim b'meizin. Not only that, even if you sinned intentionally, in a sense, it's more obvious that tshuva should work if a person doesn't sin b'mezid. No, the Torah says, even if you sin b'mezid, ki ayim eschayven ator sheyesh lam tshuva. Ki ha-Torah shi sichlis legamrei. V'adam eino sichli. Rak u'bal ha-guf. So now the Maharal is saying a very interesting thing. He's telling us, why is it that tshuva works? Why should tshuva work? Tshuva, you know, we say, Chazal say, kol omer kadosh baruch hu vatran yivatran me'av. In other words, a kadosh baruch hu isn't a vatran. What's a vatran? Vatran is someone who waves something off. You harm them, they wave it off. It's nothing. Don't worry. That's not a kadosh baruch hu, because that's a kadosh baruch hu is just and true. Vatranus is not true. So kadosh baruch hu isn't a vatran, and yet he accepts tshuva. So why is that? Why should Hashem accept tshuva? And the answer, he's going to explain. I actually saw an interesting, very similar idea just the other day in the Meiri, in the Schivor Tshuva. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Chafei, which is a kapitel all about tshuva, it's about David's tshuva for his chait with Bas Sheva. Tov yasher Hashem al ken yorecha toin badarach. That Hashem is tov and yasher, and therefore he directs sinners to do tshuva. And elsewhere in that kapitel also you have that same theme, that both racham and din. What's the idea? On the one hand, tshuva is tov, meaning to say it's undeserved. Really, it's not proper, it's not fair that I could do all the averos I want and then just do tshuva. But there's also an aspect of yashrus to it, of yasha. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that implanted within me that desire. And therefore, though it's true, I had freedom and I could have chosen otherwise, but the source for my sin comes from Hashem, and therefore tshuva is both tov and yasha. It's not vatranus. And that's along the lines of what he's going to say. He writes an amazing thing here. He says, "Ki haTorah shi sichlis legamrei." Torah is entirely sichlis, meaning to say seichel. It's true on an intellectual level. The Adam ain't no sichli, but as people, we are not sichli, right? We don't act with seichel. Like we said before, that all those people who make New Year's resolutions or who do tshuva want it to be different, and they don't end up succeeding in doing what they want. So what does that indicate? That we're not sichli. We don't always act in the way that we intend to act. We like to think of ourselves as rational beings, but we're not really rational beings. What guides our decision making is not reason. People don't go ahead and think about before everything they do, is this something that makes sense? And if it makes sense, then they do it. And if not, they don't do it. So we're not sichli, rak u'bal guf, because we're physical people. There's much more to us than just our seichel. We have a seichel. And seichel can guide the way we act. But we're more than just our seichel. V'ilo haya adam bal seichel legamrei v'chata. If a person was entirely a bal seichel, right? They didn't have that physical side to them. They were just entirely seichel. They were machines, and they made decisions entirely rationally. So then, ein tshuva moila lo, tshuva wouldn't work. It wouldn't make sense. Ki atshuva b'shvil sheyomer chatasi u'mischaret al ma'isav. That's what tshuva is about. It's about saying chatasi. It's about having regret and remorse for what we've done. V'acharata sheyachas l'adam. Acharata is dafka sheyach to a person. She'en kol ma'isav sichli. Because all of his actions aren't sichli. That's exactly why tshuva sheyach to us. U'lechach. Lo haya sheyach tshuva klal im haya adam sichli. Thus, tshuva wouldn't have been possible if we were really sichli people. If we were entirely rational beings. Ela mipnei she'adam eino sichli gamor. But because we're not sichli gamor, we are sichli. We have a seichel. We all have a seichel, but we're not. Our seichel is not the only aspect of us that governs our behavior, tshuva v'charata shayach bo, then mimela, things like tshuva and charata are shayach to such a person. L'kach ha-Torah sichlis kore l'chotim sheyashuvu. And thus, the Torah, which is sichlis, the Torah tries to tap into our seichel and help us use our seichel, help us live us the lives we want to live. First of all, it shows us the life that we want to live, and then it helps us live those lives. So therefore, the Torah calls out to the Chotayim Sheyashuvu. That's exactly what this pasuk is telling us. The Torah calling out and telling us to do tshuva. V'mlo shav b'tshuva, acha sheyodeya shechata, v'ayelo lashuv mi'chata. Let's say a person knows that he sinned, and he knows about tshuva, and he knows he should do tshuva, but he still doesn't do tshuva. V'zeh more shechata shechet shelo mitzara seichel. At a certain point in time, then you're showing that your chet is mitzad haseichel. You're not just sinning because you're overcome by passion. Because what's he saying? He's saying the basis for tshuva is the notion that we're overcome by passion. So if a person goes ahead and sins mitzad haseichel, not because they're overcome by passion, but they deliberately choose evil, so then tshuva isn't possible because their sin isn't mitzad haguf. It wasn't that they're overcome by passion. It's because they've chosen evil. The Az mischayv min haTorah davar zeh. The Az mischayv min haTorah sichlis davar zeh. Yan, like the pasuk continues over here, Yan karasi v'timainu. Once I've called out and you refuse to listen, atisi adai, raised my hand, the Torah says, v'ein makshiv v'tifru kol atzasi v'tochachti. Law of Ita, and you rejected my message, you ignored my message. Az tikra'eni velo aneh. At that point, the pasuk continues, you'll call out to me, but I won't answer. Yishachiruni velo yimtzeuni. You won't find me. Because at a certain point in time, he says, if a person sins mitzad haseichel, then tshuva is impossible. That's not to say that a person at that point can't change courses and choose what's right, but they can't rewrite the past. The idea of tshuva, which is what allows us to rewrite the past, to rewrite history, change history, is only possible when we could say, that's not who I really am. I'm sichli. I want to follow the Torah. That isn't me. That wasn't me. That was my taivos. That was my passions. That was my desires. It's not who I really am. So tshuva is. Tshuva is about self-definition, Maral's telling us. Tshuva is about saying, I'm not that person who sinned. That doesn't reflect who I really am, who I want to be. So if, in fact, a person has sinned, but not mitzad, that they were overcome by passion, but be'etzem, because they've chosen evil, if it was a sin mitzad haseichel, then tshuva is impossible. It isn't possible anymore. Because, what do you mean? You're saying, I'm a bal seichel, and that wasn't my seichel. It's not true, you did sin mitzad haseichel. Uve Medrash, he shows how this is what's meant in the following medrash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikan pischon peh lomar shelo haisa lo haisa mimenu shiasa tshuva shenemar ki ani achbadati es liba. The pasuk, of course, says about Paro that I've hardened his heart. And a person could say from this, wow, look, Paro couldn't have done tshuva. Amar lei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, yistam piyam shel rishon. People that say that, their mouths should be shut. Ela im leitzim hu yalatz. Kodesh Baruch Hu Masre Ba'adam Pam Rishon HaShniyah V'Shlishis Ve'Eino Chozer Ba'Hashem warns a person 1, 2, 3 times and not Chozer V'Noel Libo Min HaTshuva, and then he locks his heart from Tshuva K'dei L'Froa Mimenu Ma Shechata, in order to pay him back, to punish him for what he sinned. Af Kach Paro HaRasha, so too with respect to Paro Kevin Sheshigar Kodesh Baruch Hu Chamisha Pamim. We know that for the first 5 plagues, it doesn't say that Paro's heart was hardened by God. It says he hardened his own heart. Hashem gave him 5 chances. He sent him a message. He sent him 5 messages. Dam, Tzardeh, Kinim, Aro, Daver. And each of those cases, these were signs. These were God telling him, let the Jewish people go. And he didn't listen. You hardened your own heart. I'm going to add tuma upon your tuma. And that's why in the bottom last five plagues, he took away that ability to do tshuva. Because what happened was, Paro sinned five times, volitionally showed that he wasn't interested in changing and listening and opening his heart up to the truth. He showed that he was sinning not mitzad passion, not mitzad gufanius, but rather mitzad haseicha. So now tshuva is impossible, and therefore for the final five plagues he couldn't have done tshuva. Again, it doesn't mean he couldn't change paths, but he couldn't rewrite the past. As a chait hazen nechsha mitzad sichlo v'shuv in tshuva l'davar zeh. L'kach amar az tekreini v'lo ena. Therefore the pasuk continues. So when a person reaches that state, they continuously refuse to repent. They hear the Torah's message, but they still ignore it again and again and again and again. So then the pasuk tells us, you'll call out and they won't listen. Ki kasher masra Hashem yisbarach v'adam sheyashuv, when Hashem calls out for a person to do tshuva v'lo shav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu no'al l'fana pesach tshuva achakach. Then that ability, that door, the gate for tshuva, is taken away. Yes?
How do you reconcile this with the pasuk that says that it also speaks to them?
That's a fabulous question. In other words, the Maharal says at the beginning, there are three classes of sins, sinners, right? We have the people that sin mitzvah physical passion, the people that emotional pleasure, and then those who are yisnu das, which means they hate wisdom. And the Maharal said over there that what kind of sins are those? B'nei Adam, shem raim v'rishayim, lo mitzad shem mis'avim ala taiva, rak shem rishayim, b'nefesh ra mis'avim ala rab mepnei shu ra. And still the pasuk says tshuva is possible. So you're correctly correcting me. The way I said it originally was wrong. That third cut are not people that sin mitzad haseichel. Because like he says in the second, those are people that for whom tshuva doesn't work. That third category of people are people that their heart is crooked. Maybe they were born that way, or maybe they became that way from habitually sinning. But they're people that hate wisdom. They hate the truth. They're not sinning mitzad ha-taiva anymore, but nefesh rasha misave l'ra. They're so corrupted that they don't desire what's good anymore. Right? They desire evil. But they're still not necessarily sinning mitzad ha-secha. It's because, like he says, nefesh rasha misave l'ra. So that's a little different than what he says in the later piece. Thank you. Thank you. That's correct. Uvimedrish. Amar of Yoichanan. Mikan pischon peh. Sorry, we read that already. Uvimedrish, next medrish. This is a Yerushalmi. Shalu is an amazing Yerushalmi. Shalu l'chach machote ma'ansha. They asked wisdom. What is the appropriate retribution, consequence, for someone who's a chote? Amra, so wisdom responded, chataim tirdofra, sinners run after evil. Shalul nivua, chote mancha. Then they ask nivua, what is the result, the onesh of sin? Amra, Nevuah said, HaNefesh HaChotas Yitamos. The person who has sinned shall be killed, shall die. Shalu LaTorah. Then they ask Torah, Chote Ma'onsha, what is the onesh of the sin? Amra, Yavi Hashem Yiskapar, you should bring a karban and get kapara. And finally, Shalu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chote Ma'onsha. They asked God himself, what about the sinner? What's his onesh? Amar, Hashem responded, Yasa tshuva v'yiskaper. He should do tshuva and he'll get kapara. Ado dechsev, that's what the pasuk says. Tov yashar Hashem, al ken yaroach hatayim v'darach. Lama hu tov, why is God good? B'shvil shu yasher. Lama hu yasher, why is he yasher? B'shvil shu tov. Adkan, this is what Yerushalmi says. Now the medrash is going to be explained. This is what, like, we see. Maral starts off with a pasuk or a medrash, and he explains what every word means and how the tremendous omek in every statement of Chazal. So what's this mean? right? Very cryptic medrash they asked. Chachma, they asked Nevuah, they asked Torah, and they asked God, and four different answers. Ki im sheha'emes hu shemitzad ha'seichel ein rosh yelchol techuba. So first they ask Chachma, because mitzad ha'seichel tshuva shouldn't be possible. Mikol makom yesh l'adam tshuva v'av ki nifleis hi beinenu. Tshuva doesn't make sense. V'zeh sh'amar tov yashar Hashem alkeni ra'ach adayin baderach. Rotsa lomar Shashem Yisbarach hu moreh l'chotei aderach hayashar. Hashem shows the sinner the straight path. Shashem Yisbarach hu hayashar, because God himself is yashar. M'yachashu hayashar hu gam kein moreh aderach hayashar l'adam. So m'meila, if I'm yashar, so people look at me, and I will teach the derech hayashar to people. So Hashem is yashar, he teaches us derech hayashar. V'od mepnei ki ara muchan l'rishayim basov. Moreover, Rishayim will end up in a bad place. V'yisbarach tov, and God is good. V'atov rotzeh b'tov, and Hashem wants everybody to have good, have tov. The low, b'rashi el rashi, doesn't want the evil, the bad, that will befall the rasha. L'fikach, mitzad beis b'chinos, therefore God wants us to repent from those two aspects of himself. Mashu yisbarach tov, and yashar. He wants us to be doing what's right, because he is right. He is Yashar. He wants us to do Tov, because he wants us to experience Tov. Rosh Hashem Yisbarach Mor L'chatan. For those reasons, he wants us to do Tshuva. Shem Holcham B'derech Me'ukam, because people, when they sin, they go in a crooked path. Mor Lahem HaDerech HaYashar L'Hatzol Osam Min Ara Hashem Mucham Rishon. So A, so that we go in a straight path for itself, and B, to save us from the wicked that will befall, the evil that will befall us. And now he explains the beginning of the Medrash. And you'll see, it's mamish beautiful. Masha Amar, Lama hu tov b'shvil shu yashar, v'lama hu yashar b'shvil tov shu tov. Rotsa lomar, ki Hashem Yisbarach hu tov mepnei shehu meitiv el hakol. God is good. What makes him tov? That he's a meitiv, right? He's the ultimate beneficent being. He gives just to give, because he lacks nothing. Everything that he gives us is not because he lacks, but entirely magnanimous giving. Below shatov hazeh, below tam, but at the same time, it's not without reason. She'im yeh Hashem yisbarach meitiv l'bios, below hayatam elatov. There's no reason. If it was just arbitrary, ein zeh roish yikratov, that's not tov. Kamo she'amru, kol omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran, yivatru lo chayav, like we said before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tov, but he's not a vatra. The lo nikra zeh tov. She'en midas hayosher nosein lo levater v'china. L'kach amar lamu tov v'shneil shuv yasher. In other words, it's only tov because it's yasher. If tshuva wasn't yasher, then it wouldn't be tov either. If it was vatranos, it wouldn't be tov. Kilomar sheyosher im hatov. So it's yasheros together with tov. So that's what it means, lamu tov v'shneil shuv yasher, right? Why is it tov? Because it's yasher. Because if it wasn't yasher, there's no yashrus to it, wouldn't be tov. V'chein, ma'asha amar, lamu yasher b'shvil shu tov. Rotsu lomar, she'Hashem Yisbarach yasher, v'lo she'yosher ma'amid Hashem Yisbarach, midaso al tachlis ha'din, the yashrus doesn't demand din, u'l'chalos es'abrios, and therefore to destroy everybody for their sinfulness. She'en roishi yikruz ha'yosher, that wouldn't be true yosher. Ki eich efshar she'yiyah, Ha'olam kayam kasha yu Hashem Yisbarach midas adin l'gamrei. The world wouldn't be able to survive. Avalam Hashem Yisbarach yashar mepnei shu tov. So it wouldn't be proper yashrus if not for the fact that it's also tov. Hashem ha'yosher hu ha'tov zeh yosher gamor asher im ha'yosher ha'tov. In other words, you could have yashrus that's din without any wiggle room, but that's yashrus, that's not tov. So it's not true yashrus either, right? It's just like you have tov without any yashrus, it's not truly tov. It's only tov because it's yashrus. It's only yashrus because it's tov. That's what the Medrash is saying. Bama. So now we go back to the beginning of the Medrash. Shalu l'chachma chote mancha v'shiva chatoim terdofra v'zeh ki achei tu chisaron ba'olam v'ein roi shiya nimtza chisaron ba'olam. V'lechach tirdof osam hara'a lavido min ha'olam. So what does Chachma say to the sinner? Chachma's wisdom. And wisdom says, look, there is a natural negative consequence for anything bad that we do. Not a punishment. A punishment isn't mitzad chachma. I'll give you a mashal. I go ahead and I tell my kids to clean their room. I gave this mashal before last year, around this time when we did Helpless Tshuva. So I tell my kids to clean their room. And I say, I could inspire them to clean their room in one of two ways. I could say, look, go clean your room. And if you do, you'll be able to find your shoe that you have been missing for the last 2 weeks, and you'll have room on your floor to be able to play, and your clothing will be neat and not crinkled, right? I could show them the positive consequences to having a clean room, and I could also tell them the negative consequences. If you don't clean your room, you won't be able to find your shoes, and your room will smell, and you'll have no room to play, and your clothing will be crinkled, right? That is mitzad chachma. Or, I could say, tell you what, if you clean your room, I'll take you out to ice cream. Or, I could say, if you don't clean your room, I'm not going to let you have a Shabbos party this week. So in those cases, there's no inherent connection between the act and the consequence. It's totally arbitrary. There's no connection between a clean room and ice cream, or between a dirty room and Shabbos party. So that's the difference between Chachma and Nevuah. Shalu l'chachma. They ask Chachma, what is the consequence, what is the result of sin? And the answer is, what? Bad. Bad. Chatan Terdof Ra. It's not good. There's a natural consequence. It's not healthy. It won't make you happy. It's bad for you and it's bad for the world. Then, Shalu Nevuah. They ask Nevuah, what is the chote? What is the result of sin? What does Nevuah tell them? Hanefesh HaChotas, he tamas. Right, Avon Nevuah Shehi Min Hashem Yisbarach. Vein Davar Ra Yored Mil Amal. Lekach, Hanevuah Meres Hanefesh Chotas Yitamo Shelo, Iya Nimtza Chote, Shu Ra Kemo Shelo Nimtza Ra Lamala. The Amar Shah, right. And I think, again, this isn't exactly the way he puts it, but I think this is really what he's getting at, which is, that's the point. If you think about it this way, every chait has two really aspects to it. Two reasons why it's wrong. One is because it's harmful. Like we said, the natural consequence. If Hashem told us not to do something, it's because it's bad for us. It's not arbitrary, the Torah. Like the Pasuk says, L'tov lach. It's for your good. So one is this natural consequence. The second is that every chait is really a merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hashem said, don't do it. We did it anyway. That's a rebellious. So mitzad chachma, it's ra, that's the result. Mitzad nevuah, mitzad that aspect of our connecting to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that meret, so it's misa. There's no makom for your existence. Hashem told you not to do something and you did it. Misa. You should be punished. Why should you even exist? So pretty bad, right? That's what chachma, that's what nevuah says. So then what does the Medrash continue? They ask Torah, what is the onesh for sin? But Torah, shehi tikkun ha'adam, Torah, which is the way in which a person is niskan, it repairs a person, it perfects a person. What does Torah respond? Sharei ha'Torah, v'gam b'zeh, ha'Torah, hi tikkun ha'adam, l'kach ha'Torah omers, yavi ashram yiskaper, bring a korban. She's a tikkun ala chait, this is a tikkun for that chait. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Omer Shiyasa Tshuva. Hashem himself says he could do tshuva. Ki achote asher lo lev nishbar v'nitke, the person who sins but is broken hearted al chatav, not for his sins, hu yisbarach mekavlo b'shvil zeh, Hashem accepts him for this, zeh midas Hashem Yisbarach, that's the mid of Hashem, only Hashem could do it. Now, let me try to explain this idea, which is a very profound idea. Why is Hashem giving a different thing than the Torah? I'll explain it with a mashal. Fascinating comment of the Ran, in the Drashos HaRan. It says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Gimel, in Shmos, Hine Anochi Sholeach Malach, I'm sending before you an angel. Hishamim Yipanav, Ushma B'Kolo, Al Tamer Bo, be very careful, don't sin, don't contradict his words. Ki lo yisalef ishechem, he won't forgive your sins, ki shmi bekirbo, because my name is in it. In other words, since I'm sending a malach, you better be careful, don't sin, because a malach does not forgive. Now then, 10 chapters later, Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel, it says the following. V'shalachti lefanecha malach, this is after the Jewish people have sinned with the Egel Azav, and God says to them, well, I'm not going to destroy you, but I'm not really going to be with you fully. I'm going to send before you a malach. Ki lo ela bekir becha, I'm not going to be in your midst directly. Ki am kshe orefata penachalcha baderach, because if I'm in your midst and you sin again, I may destroy you. So the Ran asks the obvious question. I don't understand. The first pasuk says the malach lo yisal lepishechem. In other words, the malach kilu is more harsh. The second pasuk says the malach is much softer, right? The malach, if I am with you, God says, then if you sin, I'm going to destroy you. If it's a malach, okay, nishtazeh geferlach, not so bad. So which one is it? Which is worse, right? Which is worse? So the Ran says, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you have a factory. And there's the manager of the factory and the owner of the factory. So the owner tells the manager, you know, people are coming work late for work, and it's very inefficient. We have to have a no-tolerance policy. Anybody who comes late, even if you're 1 minute late, you're going to be docked for your first hour of work. You won't be paid. Work starts at 9. If you come at 9:01, you're not going to get paid until 10. Okay? And then the owner tells the employees and the like. So the manager tells the employees what the owner told them. So now let's say somebody goes ahead and comes late, Taka. So the manager doesn't really have the authority to forgive them, right? Because he's the manager, but he's not the bailiff. Now let's say instead of the manager telling this message to the employees, the owner himself goes to the employees. Owner goes to an employee and says, listen, buddy, you're coming late. I don't want you to ever come late again. If you come late, you're going to be docked. And then the guy comes late. So on the one hand, what he did was much worse. He defied not just the manager, but the owner, the bailiff. On the other hand, the owner has it in his rights to go ahead and say, all right, I'll let it go this time. No consequence. Don't do it again. Right? Because he's the owner. He can do whatever he wants. The manager doesn't really have that authority. That's the yesod over here. Is a malach harsher or less harsh? The answer is, in one way it's better, in one way it's worse. On the other hand, sinning against a malach is not nearly as bad. It's defying the manager, it's not defying the owner. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the context of those psukim, it's saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that direct, the same level of Hashras Hashchina in the Machane, right? He's not with us. So when we mess up, it's not as bad. But at the same time, the Pasuk says what? Ki lo yisal lefi sheichem. The Malach doesn't really have that authority to let it go. On the other hand, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does it say? It says on the one hand, it's really much worse if you sin, right? If you sin, right? Ki lo alebekir b'chem penachal chabadarech. If you sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's much worse. But at the same time, he can be nosei lefishecha, right? He has that authority to let it go. So that's exactly what this Yerushalmi is telling us, saying, Torah says you sinned, there's something, you could taka get better, right? It's not the end. But you have to do something. That's what it means. Yavi asham yiskata. You have to bring a karban. You can't. The Torah in this case, and my mashal, is the manager. You have to do something. You messed up. You have to pay the price. Yavi asham yiskaper. But shalu akadosh baruch hu chote ma'am. So I ask Hashem. Hashem could say, yes, that you would be yiskaper. If you really contrite, you really have charata, you really have a lev nishbar v'nidka. So then akadosh baruch hu, he's the baal. He could say, yes, that you would be yiskaper. There's not going to be any onesh. There's no need for any karban. I'm going to wipe away the natural consequence of that sin. And I'm also going to make sure that there's no onesh. And that's what tshuva could do. Tshuva has the ability to do all those things. Certainly, Hashem forgives the mered. But more than that, Hashem makes sure that the harmful consequences of our sins can be taken away if it's true tshuva. And not only that, but the relationship that's been broken can be restored. And that's the amazing thing of tshuva. That's what it's saying. That's what this medrash is saying. All right. We did the first quarter of the first parak. So a long way to go. But we still have a couple more days till Yom Kippur, so we could finish by then. I want to wish you all a Gmar Sima Tova, a good Geben Shtiyar, and we should all be Zolcha to do this. Do real tshuva shlema. It's not easy. It's not easy. But it's possible. That's what it says. Gmar Sima Tova. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's okay. Okay, yeah, I recorded.
Okay.